Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Opening an emergency session of the UN Security Council, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said it's time to step back from the brink after Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel late on Saturday. Here's David Willis.
We have this very stark warning from the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres that this could all lead to a massive escalation, potentially to all-out war. We heard allies of Israel weighing in to condemn Iran's attack. Equally, Iran's allies, Russia and China, also making the point that it was Israel's occupation of Gaza which was at the root of this and the humanitarian crisis that's unfolding there. So this was a fractious meeting of the Security Council.
Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, told the UN Security Council that Iran's attacks on Saturday crossed every red line.
Iran has attacked Israel from its own sovereign territory, publicly and proudly. The mask is off. Iran, the number one global sponsor of terror, has exposed its true face as the destabilizer of the region and the world. And now, right now, is when the world must stop ignoring Iran's crimes and take action. As Iran's mask has fallen, the world's complacency must also fall.
Addressing the UN session, the Iranian ambassador, Saeed Erivani, said Tehran's attack was an act of self-defence. He said Iran would respond proportionately if the United States initiated military operations against it. Palestinians in northern Gaza have been queuing to buy bread from bakeries that have reopened several months after they closed because of a lack of flour and energy. In Gaza City, people waited in front of the Kamal Ajour bakery that was smashed by Israeli bombing. Another bakery is now operating in the Jabalia refugee camp. In other news, Haiti's main political parties have urged a quicker transfer of power, accusing the outgoing Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, of changing the terms of an agreed deal, Leonardo Rocha reports.
Mr. Henry has been in power since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse 3 years ago, which plunged the country into unprecedented levels of gang violence and lawlessness. He agreed to resign after Haiti's powerful gang leaders took control of the country's main airport and blocked his return from an international trip. A transitional council representing different parties and political groups should already have been installed to replace Mr. Henry, who's still in Puerto Rico. But they say that a decree he published on Friday failed to mention the names of the 9 council members and created new obstacles to their appointment.
BBC News. The president of Kazakhstan has warned of another wave of flooding, with the north of the country already in what's been described as a critical situation. More than 100,000 people have had to leave their homes, but the emergencies ministry said more would have to be evacuated. Across the border in Russia, the city of Orenburg is still largely underwater. The police chief of New South Wales in Australia, investigating the Sydney shopping centre attacker, has said that one line of inquiry is that he was targeting women. Karen Webb told Australian television that CCTV footage appeared to show Joel Kauke focused on women and avoiding men. He killed 5 women and 1 man and a security guard who tried to intervene before a police officer shot him dead. The regular season of the NBA, the North American Men's Basketball League, has come to an end with 2 teams tied at the top in 1 conference. Andrew Ocheng has the details.
Going into the last day of the NBA's regular season, 3 teams had a chance to emerge top of the Western Conference for the first time in the league's history. Defending champions Denver Nuggets, the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder all had the same points and had won and lost the same amount of games. In the end, Oklahoma and Denver won their last games and tied for the top spot. But Oklahoma will get the top seed and a more advantageous draw in the playoffs, which begin on Saturday, as they have a better head-to-head against Denver. The Boston Celtics lead the Eastern Conference with the New York Knicks second.
Andrew Ocheng reporting. Bayer Leverkusen have won Germany's top football league, the Bundesliga, for the first time, prompting huge celebrations and a sense of relief among their fans. Leverkusen secured the title by beating Werder Bremen 5-0. The result not only ended Bayern Munich's 11-year reign as champions, but also buried a curse that led to Leverkusen being dubbed Neverkusen by their rivals. That's the latest. BBC News.